A black bear that tried to enter campers' tents in the Bighorn Mountains last month has been lethally removed. I'm Ray Hageman. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Stay tuned. A black bear that attempted to enter two tents while they were occupied with campers on the Bighorn National Forest the night of July 5th, 2026, has been lethally removed. On the evening of July 23rd, Wyoming Game and Fish Department personnel responded to a report of a black bear in a camp off Forest System Road 15. The reporting party said the bear had frequented the area for multiple nights, accessing food and showing a notable lack of fear of humans in the area. When the bear returned to the camp that night, it was killed by department personnel, and a tissue sample was sent to the Wyoming Game and Fish Wildlife Forensic Laboratory in Laramie. On August 5th, lab results confirmed DNA extracted from the tissue matched DNA from a saliva sample collected from one of the tents involved in the July 5th incident off Forest System Road 178 near Fool Creek. The distance between the two locations is about 4.5 air miles. After the initial incident at Fool Creek was reported, Game and Fish personnel set multiple traps at the location with the intent to capture and lethally remove the bear to protect public safety. Personnel also contacted campers in the vicinity and advised them of the situation. However, warning signs indicating the bear trapping was taking place in the area were removed by unknown members of the public, which could have created a safety issue for other members of the public who did not receive notice of bear trapping taking place. It's also possible that by spending time in the vicinity of the traps, the individuals may have interfered with the opportunity to capture the bear. The department removed the traps on July 8th. Additional signage was placed in the area, advising campers of the previous conflict. The reported behavior of the bear during the two conflicts suggests it was food-conditioned and had likely received human-provided food rewards in the past. Food-conditioned bears can become destructive and dangerous in their attempts to obtain human food. The Bighorn National Forest has a wildlife attract and storage requirement in place, requiring forest users to secure any potential attractants so that they're unavailable to bears and other wildlife. Members of the public are encouraged to follow bear-wise practices when camping or recreating in bear country to reduce the potential for a conflict. Any conflicts with bears should be reported as quickly as possible to local Game and Fish personnel or the Stop Poaching Hotline, 1-877-WGFD-TIP. Early reporting of conflicts provides wildlife managers more management options. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.